your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about the financial state of the union, unspinning the spin, revealing the position we're in. And at the last hour, we were talking about something that happened, our perception of what happened from the 1950s and 60s to today in the family. But first, I'd like to mention this. At the top of the hour news, John Reagan, you and I both heard the economy's improving and there's more, the consumer is more confident. That's crazy. I don't know anybody who's more confident in the economy. Do you?
Somebody's smoking something.
Yeah. Not where we live. There is no one that I can, no one is more confident in the economy because it's improving. It is not improving. We are going down the drain. Absolutely, and that's what this broadcast is about. We're delineating what the causes are and where we're headed. We are in collapse mode. And, John, the question that we were talking about from Ken Hurley previous hour was at last night's meetup. We were talking about the 1950s and 1960s, and he said, what happened? Because Dad used to be able to provide for the family. Mom, the mother of the family, used to raise the children. Mom did not have to work. And so the children were well cared for. They weren't warehoused in daycare centers. They were actually raised by the parents. And it was a great life. It was just like Mayberry, Andy Griffith's Mayberry. And Bob Chapman had an answer to that, and I'd like your response. Bob Chapman said what happened was taxes and inflation. It's as simple as that. Tax rates kept going up and up and up and up, and inflation, another insidious taxation, theft of our wealth, kept going up and up and up. And the combination of those two were the dominant forces in causing Mom to have to go to work. Now, some people think it might be that we bought cell phones and we bought iPads and we bought, you know, electronic paraphernalia, and that we had an ever-increasing thirst for more stuff. However, Bob Chapman said the greatest contributor to that was taxes and inflation. Your thoughts?
And the two go together as well. As inflation drops the value of the money and you have to earn just to buy the same amount of goods, you end up getting into a higher tax bracket. Another thing that happens is the capital gains taxes, which in many cases is simply a tax on inflation. So if you bought a house for $100,000, sold it for $200,000 without it making improvements to it, that $100,000 a lot of the time was simply due to inflation, not the actual value increasing. Mm-hmm. If you had to turn around, buy another house, if it's going to be $200,000, you really didn't make anything.
Now, you're absolutely right. And, John, very few people have explained it, that capital gains is a tax on inflation. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. John, during the first hour, we were talking about Ben Bernanke and his injection of funds into the monetary system. Nowhere in any of the financial textbooks that I've studied when I was going to school back in the 1970s is there any mention of quantitative easing. That term is not in any of my textbooks. Is it in any of your master's degree textbooks?
I think it's possibly talked about when they say money debt.
But I'm talking about the specific term quantitative easing.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, John, would you like to talk about debt? Would you like to talk about, in your book, you talk about In Debt We Trust. Would you like to talk about how that has contributed to our problem?
Before I do that, though, let's talk about some current events here.
Okay.
In that, over the last week, the Fed talked about we're going to see about cutting back on quantitative easing, and all of a sudden the markets got jittery, and it caused the bond yields to go up just a little bit, which started dropping prices on bonds. And the basic law on bonds is it's an inverse relationship. When interest rates go up, the value of bonds go down. When interest rates go down, the value of bonds go up. We are at historic lows on interest rates. You know, the Fed's charging 0 to 0.25%. You can't get any lower than that. There is only one way to go, and that is up. When interest rates go up, the bond market is going to crash. There is no way for it to go but down. And especially with a weakened economy like we have, that type of crash is going to be very severe. And it also hurts the underfunded pensions out there, because them have significant investments in bonds, including government bonds. And when those bonds go down, that means these unfunded pensions are going to be even more unfunded. And with governments already not being able to tax enough to stay even, they're not going to be able to make up the difference in order to pay the promise made for these pensions.
So, John, what happens to an unfunded pension?
Well, we've got an example with it. They're in very serious shape, and they're saying, you know, there's just lots of things out here we're not going to be able to afford, and one of those is pensions. So if you are counting a pension from the government, it may not exist at all, or you may get cut back significantly.
You're talking about a broken promise. You're talking about a broken contract. You're talking about a breach of trust at the highest level.
If we try to avoid a financial collapse, it would take having to totally eliminate the Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid programs, which might, just might, give us enough wiggle room to get our ship astir. But if we, the blowback, the, you know, civil unrest that would occur, and we've got examples of this over in Europe, you know, Italy, Greece, Spain, just the little bit of austerity that they implemented there, you look at all the riots they had. If we try to eliminate those programs, it would just tear the country apart.
Okay. I agree. I absolutely agree. As a matter of fact, I can't understand why we're so calm right now. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. Boy, I probably shouldn't say this, but I guess I will. I don't understand why some of our Vietnam veterans, Agent Orange, hasn't acted up. I don't understand it. I don't understand how they're just sitting back saying, you know, yep, they sent me over there. I fought for this country. I fought for all the reasons that they said I should go over there. They had me in harm's way. I was taking incoming fire. I had to fight for my life. Yep, I was defending the United States just as they sent me over there, you know, under all those lies. Okay, I did all that. I worked hard. I saved money. They're stealing it through inflation. They're stealing it through taxes. They've been lying to me about everything, including the cell phones, including the emails. They're snooping on everything. They want to know everything about me. I can't understand why some of those guys who've been through so much, who have sacrificed so much, have just, they've not said, that's it, and lost their tempers. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not asking anybody to do anything. I'm just saying I'm surprised. I'm just surprised that everyone is so calm about what's happening. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me that teachers and parents will have a little bake sale where they'll sell cupcakes so they can buy, partially fund a school trip at a public school, but yet they won't march en masse on City Hall to stop the poisoning of their children. I don't get it. I don't get why people aren't looking at the big picture. They're looking at the little picture. I know it's a little bit of a diversion, but last night behind the glass wall, there's like 8 televisions at Ziggy's. And I was looking at some of those screens. There is nonstop high-speed entertainment to distract the American people. I could see all these different channels all running at the same time. And while you were speaking, I was counting the number of seconds per scene. The longest scene I was able to time was 4 seconds. There were 1 second scenes, 2 second scenes, 3 second scenes, and the longest scenes, and very few of them, at 4 seconds. We are being bombarded with these messages, and we are being driven off track so that we can't see the big picture. And I said this before. I think that James Gandolfini's death has been used by the media to keep us distracted from the big picture, what's really, really happening, the biggest scandals of the United States of America, the NSA, the spying, and the telephones. It's unbelievable. And all the companies that are involved in it. John, this is so big. The lies are so big. They involve Google, they involve Apple, they involve AT&T, they involve Verizon, all of this snooping. And then you add that to the lies with the misinformation, the lies of the numbers. It's unbelievable. How are these guys getting away with this? Let's talk about it when we come back. Let's talk more about the numbers and the mess we're in and how we're not going to be able to climb out of it. There's going to be a collapse. That's all there is to it, period. John Reagan, Ben Finelli. And you can meet John Reagan at the Expo, the Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 2021, Lebanon, Missouri. Information on the website, usaprepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, there's a surge in digital dementia. Doctors in South Korea are reporting a surge in digital dementia. Young people have become so reliant on electronic devices they can hardly remember everyday details, such as their own phone number. No kidding. We're surrounded. I can't think of a lot of good things. I really can't. I wish I could. John Reagan's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. That is July 19. It's a Friday. That's the setup day, and we're going to have two seminars and a freeze-dried guy banquet meal July 19th, Friday, in Lebanon, Missouri. Information's on the website. And then Saturday, July 20th, we're going to have seminars and the exhibits and a second banquet dinner. And then Sunday, July 21, in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center, you're going to see the exhibits and the seminars. So we're going to have lots of seminars. There'll be multiple seminars running at a time, probably 3 to 4 at a time. The last time we did it, we had 83 seminars. 43 states were represented. People from 43 states came to the Get Prepared Expo, the largest preparedness expo in the United States of America. And John Reagan was there. And he presented his seminars on what's happening economically in the United States of America. And he'll be with us again. He's always there. John Reagan is going to be teaching us about the financial state of the union. And you'll be able to ask him all the questions that you'd like. And as a matter of fact, you'll be hard-pressed to find a question about the financial state of the union that John Reagan cannot answer. You're going to be hard-pressed to find that question. And so he'll be able to tell you what his thoughts are, and he's working on a new book, The Unprepared Prepper. John, let's continue with our discussion about the financial state of the union.
Yes, you talked about how do they get away with what they're doing, and I can sum that up in three words: bread and circuses. The same thing that happened with the Roman Empire, that so long as the population is fed, which food stamps are at record use, and they're entertained, and boy, all kinds of ways of entertaining people nowadays, whether it's sports, games, TV, movies.
Obama phones.
Yeah. But if you keep the population entertained, you can pretty much get away with anything. Now,
John, last night, I had a chance to look up at some of these monitors at Ziggy's, and I was very critical about what I was looking at. First of all, I was furious that, you know, that had these silly things on TV anyway. But there was a program that was obviously a show about automobiles and classic automobiles and the people that built them. And they showed this outdoor area where there was kind of like an event, a car show, if you will. And they had all these cars there. And they acted like it was really fast scenes, 1 second, 2 second, 3 second scenes. And there was all kinds of computer graphics on the screen to distract you. But if you looked, if you actually paid attention to the scenes of the outdoor event, there was hardly anybody there. In the background, you could see there was hardly anybody attending it. But they made it seem like, boy, I really missed a great event, you know. But there was hardly anybody there. What I'm saying is they're even lying in the circuses. That's what I'm saying. They're lying through the media. It's unbelievable. It really makes me crazy. John, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard the discussion, but some of the people at the meetup want to start a boycott against media. They want to boycott media. They want to call people who are advertising and tell them, They want certain programs back on the radio, and if they aren't put back on the radio, there are people in Springfield who are going to call advertisers and say, if you advertise on this particular station, we're not buying your products. We're going to stay away from you. We're boycotting you. What's happening is now the community is just starting to realize that guerrilla tactics can be used, the same tactics that the media used to silence the message. Well, those in Springfield want to reverse those tactics on the media and tell the media, hey, if you don't start putting decent programming on, we are going to boycott your advertisers. That will get their attention. Class, think about that. Think about that. John Reagan, Vin Finelli. John, let's talk about the numbers and what we're going to see and what we're going to feel and what's coming our way. When we come back, I'm Vin Finelli. John Reagan, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Watch it. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, I've got your...
Take my... When you go to DC, for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you're going to get a chance to meet John Reagan at the Get Prepared Expo. And we're also going to do something that's never been done before. Never has this been done before at a Get Prepared Expo. We're going to have a seminar. Sam Bushman, Michael Evans, and I are going to be teaching a seminar on how to get started in radio. Sam Bushman is an expert. I'm learning. And Michael Evans has had his experiences with challenges. I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're going to talk about what to do, what not to do, and tactics that may help you. And here's why. We believe that getting prepared involves getting the message out. Okay? So if you have something to say and you think that radio is the place for you to do that, we're going to teach you some of what you need to know to get started in radio, how it works. How does radio work? We're going to teach you. We've all experienced, the three of us, Sam Bushman and Michael Evans and I, have gone through Knox University of Radio. And we're going to tell you how it works. We're also going to teach you tactics so that when, if you don't want to be on radio, but you'd like to call into talk show programs, how you can get in, what to tell the call screeners so you can get in and then get your message out. So we're going to start teaching guerrilla tactics because the other side is out of control. So we're going to use some of their tactics for our own survival. John Reagan's with us. John, can you share with us, one other thing. We're going to have two banquet dinners, one on Friday, one on Saturday. They're $8 apiece. Freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners. You're going to get a chance to meet your instructors. We are going to be introducing ourselves at the microphones, as we always do. It takes a couple hours. Each one of us might speak for about a minute. You'll get a chance to see how funny looking we really are. And you'll get a chance to put a face behind that voice. So that's at the Get Prepared Expo, and the information's on the website. John Reagan, what's it going to be like? What is the typical family going to see as a result of this financial mess that our politicians have created for us?
And I think that's kind of like I was wanting to segue in here, is that what does the financial state of the union have to do with preparedness?
Yeah.
And I want to just point out the, you know, these are unprecedented times, and when things go south, it's going to hurt everything worldwide, and I don't see any way that the global supply chain is going to survive, because when people realize that these pieces of paper, backed by imagination, and their electronic equivalents are worthless, how are you going to exchange that for hard goods? Who's going to sell you oil for worthless pieces of paper? Who's going to sell you food for worthless pieces of paper? It's not going to happen. So the preparedness needs to be at the level where whatever you need from the supply chain, you need to have on hand. And that's why I wrote the Financial State of the Union. And while it is a financial report, it doesn't read like a financial report. I call it a nonfiction book with plot twists. And early reviewers, I've had fiction, people normally read fiction, say how entertaining it was. And it's designed so that you can see what the condition is without having to have a degree in finance. Now, there's two parts of the audience here. One are those that are basically part of our class here with USA Prepares that understands that things are coming around in the world that we need to be prepared for, whether it's small disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes or large disaster like financial collapse or an EMP attack. For that audience, I wanted to make sure that they understood there's no way out. We just plain don't have enough money to avoid a financial collapse. There's another audience out there that, you know, if you're lucky, they follow TV news with the government saying everything's just hunky and dory. And at the same time, I think most people know something's not quite right with the economy. And with the Financial State of the Union, it lets them see what the situation is. Now, that tends to invoke a normal human response. When you see what the situation is, you are now have a sense of loss because you don't get the future you're planning on having.
Right.
That grief response ends up being different for different people. It's just like when you lose a loved one. Everybody grieves differently. But you need to realize that and get through that process as quickly as possible, you know, accept it is what it is so that you can make the best future you can make for yourself. And, you know, part of the problem we have here is that in America we have a very, very poor financial education, even at the graduate level. And what I tried to do here is try and make up for some of that education and not dumb it down. You know, here it is the way it is. I'm not trying to, like, take these humongous numbers that nobody can understand and turn it into, well, if this were a family, you know, this would be what your budget is. We're just taking these raw numbers, which are now in the trillions, and just pretty much doing simple comparisons. And you can see that our income's, you know, $10 trillion, and we need $20 trillion just to keep things from getting worse. It doesn't take a lot of thought to realize you can't do it.
You're absolutely right, John. And I'm really frustrated because our government has failed us at every level. There's nothing. There's nothing they get right. I mean, even if you strip out the lies, and I don't understand why they just can't tell the truth. Why? What kind of people are involved in lying at such great levels, at such extraordinary lies, such big lies? Why do they feel that they have to listen to our phone calls, read our emails, build computers to store information about what we've done, our biometrics? Why do they have to put their hands down our pants when we fly? It's embarrassing to even think that our government would stoop to the levels. Just 1% of what they do is an embarrassment, a national embarrassment. And last night, John, I'm so frustrated. I think I hit one of my own buttons. Last night, we talked about a post that we have on our website. In Tennessee, if a person calls the water department and says, I got a problem with my water, it's coming out cloudy. I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me. What's going on with my water? The person that calls, that makes that phone call to the water department, can be charged with terrorism. Terrorism. It's upside down. It's inside out. It's backwards. The people involved in producing the cloudy water are the terrorists, not the person calling and saying, hey, my water's cloudy. What's going on? We're saying black is white, white is black, up is down, down is up. It's absolutely crazy. And people are listening to it and they're saying, you're right. So that guy is probably a terrorist that called and complained about his water. Who does he think he is calling and complaining about his water? Everybody knows his water's safe because the government says it's safe. But that same government is the government that's poisoning men, women, and children with fluoride. John, so you're concerned. You wrote the book because you want to save some lives. I think it's admirable. I applaud you for it. I know that you've worked a long time on this book. I know you have. Because I've been talking with you since you decided to write the book. And you've written it in a way, John, I believe I read the book in an hour. Is that what you would expect?
What I've been getting from my early reviewers is that it's fast-paced, it's entertaining, and it really does conform. Now, naturally, you know, it does have to contain a few numbers, but I tried to do everything that I could to make it as painless as possible for the people that kind of get that deer in the look eyes when they have to face numbers. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure that this was an objective view of our position. You could verify each and every one of those numbers. So it's not just opinion, you know, pulling a number out of thin air. And I give all the links to the sources on my website. There's a total of 34 links. And 29 of those links are directly to government or Federal Reserve sources. Don't like the numbers. They're not my numbers. They're the official numbers being presented to us. And I do go into why we might not want to accept them at face value. But it's taken step by step so that you can make your own mind up on which...
John, you asked Dr. Shealy to comment on the book, and is that going to be on the back cover?
Yes, it is.
Do you remember what his quote was? Can you paraphrase it?
I remember the last of it is that everybody should buy this book and send a copy to their representative in Congress.
Yeah. Yep. It's, if every Congress critter would spend just the 1 hour to read this book, they would have massive regrets about all the harm that they have done to the United States of America. And they just might. They just might begin a course, a new course, to fix some of the damage that they've done. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. No.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I am so glad. I am so glad that there's no video camera on me in the studio. And Lee Wickenhauser of Genesis suggested that we put a camera on so you guys can see what this is like. And I'm thinking, and I'm stomping around the studio here, just absolutely stunned by the enormity of these problems. All of them. All of them are man-made. And John Reagan's with us, and I was thinking, John, our son wanted to consider going to public school for high school. He'd never been to school, so we talked to the public school, and they said, okay, now here's how the free and reduced lunch thing works. And I go, what? What are we talking about? Well, here, you just fill out this form, and you apply for a free or reduced lunch. And I said, no. I'm not going to do that. And he said, no, really, really, it'd be really good if you do that because it will help the school if your son gets a free or reduced lunch. I said, absolutely not. There's no way. And they didn't care if they were willing, they were encouraging us to make stuff up so we could get qualified for a free or a reduced cost lunch for our child. That's how far we have fallen. The school had a financial interest in having another person get on the free or reduced lunch program. We told them, stuff it. No, we weren't going to do it. John, that's what I'm talking about. We have gone mad. I was all scheduled to interview a teacher. She will not be on the air with us because she found out that her contract prohibits her from talking to the media. Okay? She was going to tell us that there's a school within 3 hours of this broadcast, where I am in my studio, that has 100% of the children on either free or reduced lunches. The entire school. How can that be? Nobody has enough money to pay for lunch? Oh. John, we've got a couple of minutes left.
Let me try and cheer you up. We talked about Bernie Madoff earlier.
And, yeah.
Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison for taking investors out of $18 billion.
Right.
So if we apply this to what Congress has done, in order to get the federal government straight, between the unfunded liabilities and the actual debt, we'd need about $240 trillion. So if you get 150 years for 18 billion, that works out to about 2 million years in prison for what Congress has done.
That's for all of Congress. So you'd have to divide it by the number in Congress, right?
Well, if and they include it, I think they should get 2 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Racketeering. Hey, John, what's wrong with the RICO Act? These guys are racketeers.
But they exempted themselves. You don't expect them to live under the same laws that we have to follow.
Right. Right. Why should they? Why should they? What? They put their pants on differently, don't they? These guys are creeps. Do you know, I can talk about this now because I'm no longer on KWTO. There's a guy, Congress critter, named Billy Long. And you know, when he's on KWTO and he's talking about, on the radio about what all the good stuff he's doing in Washington, they don't take calls. They don't take calls because he would be eviscerated by the callers. Nobody would let him up for air. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. Listen, behind the scenes, radio, it's all engineered. It's all engineered. I'm talking about mainstream radio. I'm not talking about Genesis. I'm talking about mainstream radio. There's no, you know, there's no reason to listen to mainstream radio. No kidding. I know for a fact that if you have $400, you can get your program on the radio. You can have the prostitutes hour, the bordello hour. Pretty much talk about anything you want as long as you don't say the seven words. And you can pay for it and you can be on the radio. But at the Get Prepared Expo, we're going to teach you how to cut through that stuff and get your program on the radio. If you want more information, contact me through an email. USAPrepares.com is the website. John Reagan's with us. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm all excited about John being at the Expo. He gives a great seminar. Standing room only. You're going to be impressed. John, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.